兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters。
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考出黑暗入光明的生命。
In the name of Jesus, we'd like to share tonight's topic of life from darkness to light。
我们请一起来翻开彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to the Bible, 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章
First Peter chapter 2
第九节
Verse 9
第二章第九节，这里在说明我们在主里面一个新的身份。
In here it described the new status that we have in God.
第九节说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into this wonderful light.
那 这里特别强调主耶稣基督呢，他把我们从黑暗的生命里面带进入光明的生命。
And here it especially emphasizes that Lord Jesus Christ had brought our life of darkness into light.
那这个光明的生命是在主耶稣基督里面的。
This life in light is in Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣基督他的这个拯救，他对给人的救恩，基本上就是神的计划，那也是神特别的恩典。
And the salvation of Lord Jesus is actually part of God's plan and also part of His grace.
那所以，当一个人如果生命从黑暗进入光明之后，很自然的，他会去传扬耶稣基督的这个美德。
So when a person's life is coming out of darkness into light, he naturally will proclaim the message of God.
那为了要能够宣扬主耶稣基督的美德，我们需要真的认识耶稣基督了。
And in order to declare the praises of Lord Jesus, we need to first understand and know Lord Jesus.
那我们的生命也需要成长。
And our life also need to grow.
因为一个人从黑暗当中进入光明之后，在圣经里面，特别在彼得前书，一直强调这是一种重生的过程。
Because when a person coming out of darkness into light, in the book of First Peter, it mentioned that it is a
这是重生。
It is a reborn.
就是本来在黑暗当中死亡的状态，在因为主耶稣的拯救，现在活起来了。
And because in the darkness, the person was dead.And not because of Lord Jesus, this person is once again alive.
那重生之后，就是像一个新生的婴孩一样。
And when this person is reborn, he is like a new baby.
那这个婴孩需要长大。
And this new baby needs to grow.
那长大之后，他才有可能会了解，他这个成长的过程当中，他领受多少恩典，他才会去说明，然后去赞美这个给他生命的主。
And when he's full grown, then he will understand the process of his growth and understand that Lord has guided him.
那所以这个恩典啊，这个恩典叫做真恩啊，神的真的恩典。
And this grace is the true grace from Lord.
彼得前书我们最近在这几天在读的都是彼得前后书所以它是彼得他所写的两封书信，很重要的。
And these couple of days, we'll be studying or reading the book of First Peter and Second Peter.
这是使徒彼得他所留下的信息。
And these two books are the message that left over by the Apostle Peter.
那一般相信这是彼得在年老的时候所写成的。
And in general, people believe that Peter wrote these two books at his old age.
他已经经历了主耶稣基督拯救，给他一个新的生命，他在耶稣里面活过了一个丰盛的生命了。
And he has experienced a very wonderful testimony of Lord Jesus and also the blessings that he has given.
当时候，信徒他们其实 正在经历从政府来的逼迫，所以他们信仰上事实上是不自由的，要面临很多的挑战的。
And during that time, a lot of disciples they are facing persecutions from the government.
所以在这个苦难当中呢，彼得特别写信要勉励所有的信徒呢，要在这个主耶稣基督恩典上站立得住。
So during this difficult time, Peter wrote this book, or these two books, to encourage the members to stand firm on their faith.
不但要能够站立得住，而且还要对这个盼望，主耶稣基督所给我们这个盼望，要非常的肯定。
And not just to stand firm on their faith, but also they need to be sure of the message that is preached to them.
The hope. 我们现在看彼得前书第五章，来看看他写信的动机。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5 to look at the motive of why Peter wrote.
为什么彼得写彼得前书呢？五章十二节。
Chapter 5 verse 12.
我略略的写了这信托我所看为忠心的兄弟希拉转交你们，劝勉你们，又证明这恩是神的真恩，你们务要在这个恩上站立得住。
When the help of Silas, whom I regard as a faithful brother, I have written to you briefly, encouraging you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Stand fast in it.
从这一句我们就看到，当时候他们很有可能会从这个恩典上失落，所以彼得特别劝勉他们。
And in here,
站立得住。
Peter especially emphasized that they need to stand firm because. They are very likely to be deviated.
那第十一节特别说，在巴比伦与你们同盟拣选的教会问你们安呢、啊？我儿子马可也问你们安呢、啊。
And in verse 13, she who is in Babylon chosen together with you sends you her greeting, and so does my son Mark.
这个所谓在巴比伦，应该是一个暗号或一个代名词，应该当时候彼得人在罗马。应该在罗马城的时候。
And when he mentioned Babylon, this could be a type of symbol. And it is believed that during this time he is in Rome.
因为巴比伦已经没有了，那时候已经朝代已经换很多个了啦，没有巴比伦了。
Because there's no more Babylon in his time.
那其实当时候罗马城啊，就是像当时候的世界中心一样。
And because the city of Rome is like the center of that area during that time.
就是罗马帝国的首都嘛。
Which is the capital of the Roman Empire.
所以那表示说，当时候保罗他彼得他在罗马的时候，面对的是政治性的逼迫，甚至他都不敢明讲说这是在什么地方。
And so they were politically persecuted.And therefore, he was not even dare to mention about the name of the city.
所以其实在罗马应该有教会的信徒特别问在小亚细亚这一带地方的信徒的安啊，问候他们。
And he especially greets to those members who are reside in Rome as well as the Minor Asia area.
那彼得前书呢，它有一个主，所以因为这样，它的主题就是在苦难当中的盼望。他一直在强调这个盼望。
And that is why he, Peter keep emphasizing the hope, in the persecution.
Hope, 就是盼望。
Hope.
就是说他强调我们今天在苦难当中一定要坚持住这个主耶稣基督给我们的盼望。
And that is, we need to, grasp on this hope that, Lord Jesus has given to them.
那这个盼望就是在天国的哦。这个天国的产业是不会衰残、不会朽坏、不会玷污的，永远的。
This hope is eternal, and it is from heaven.
所以一章的第四节说，这个主耶稣基督他给我们这个活泼的盼望是天上的基业，永不会坏的，不会消失的。
And this living hope, which is described in chapter 1, verse 4, that you will never perish or spoil or fade.
那所以在论到盼望 的这个篇章啊，彼得前书第一章啊，基本上就是经典，就是他特别强调在基督里面活泼的盼望。
And so chapter 1 especially described this hope.
好，那这个我们今天在基督里面啊，第一章的第九节特别强调信心的果效就是灵魂的救恩啊，就是我们要在这个真恩上站立得住，最后就是能够领受天国的产业，这就是我们今天要有信心的最终的奖赏，灵魂可以得救。
And in verse 9, that you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. That is the ultimate goal is for us to be saved by this salvation.
那我们今天晚上要来谈谈，我们从一个被主耶稣拯救的生命是从黑暗当中进入光明里面的，是一种转变，生命的转变。
So tonight we would like to discuss this transformation of life from darkness into light.
这个在黑暗当中的生命是什么样的生命呢？
What kind of life is it when this life is in darkness?
其实就像使徒行传第二十六章所说的，在撒旦的权势底下的，本来人是活在撒旦的控制下。
Just like it is described in Acts chapter 26, when we living in darkness, we are being controlled by Satan.
所以你看这个魔鬼是世界的王啊，所以呢，他就是这个在空中运行的恶魔，所以他想要去害谁就害谁啊，他别人一点办法都没有。
Satan is like the king of this world. He can do whatever he wants.And hurt anybody in this world.
所以这个就是你看这个国家里面的那个王，如果是很残忍的，那百姓被对待说砍头就砍头，那个一点反抗力量都没有啊。
If we see that there is a king that is very cruel, that and he will behead anybody he wants.
哦，所以你看这个所谓恐怖就是这样子啊，他要杀你就是要杀你啊。
That is why this type of king is very horrifying because he can kill anybody he wants.
那魔鬼一个人活在魔鬼的权势底下，其实就是随时都是丧命，其实本来就是死亡的。
And so whoever is living under the control of devil, our life will be
是没有希望的。
There basically is no hope.
那活在黑暗当中的生命，如果排除这个灵界上的事。来看看我们自己一个人这个生命在黑暗当中是什么样的生命。
And so besides from a spiritual sense of our life, what kind of life is it when we live in darkness?
现在看彼得前书第一章的第十四节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
第一章啊。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第一章第十四节说。
Verse 14.
他说：“你们既做属灵的儿女，就不要再效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。”
As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you live in ignorance.
就是说，一个人如果在生活在黑暗当中，其实就是放纵私欲的啊，是其实是蒙昧无知的，不知道生命到底是要做什么。
And so when we live in darkness, indulge our own sinful desires, and we have no idea what we are doing.
所以这样的人叫做瞎眼的人嘛。
And so this type of people, they are blind.
那这里特别强调是无知，就是一个人他所追求就是满足自己肉体的需要。
In here is especially mentioned ignorance because people only emphasize on what they desire.
然后所做的事情就是要让自己的肉体觉得很舒服，让自己感觉很好。
And the things that they do will only enjoy with their own body.
那我们一个人如果是很放纵肆意的人，通常是会追求什么？最后是一个什么样的生活情况呢？
So when a man tend to just indulge on their desires, what kind of life would they have?
看第二章第一节。
Read chapter 2, verse
1. 说你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话。
Therefore, rid yourself of all malice and all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind.
一个人如果放纵肆意，很自然的，其实心里面充满就是恶毒。一个人如果是放纵肆意的
，And if a person indulges in their own desires,
他心里面充满就是恶毒了。
Everything in their heart is malice.
然后对人就是诡诈。
And for people, it is all deceit.
那诡诈就是会欺骗嘛，为了要欺骗。
Deceit is to lie to others.
然后是假善。
And is hypocrites.
是假善，意思就是说他做很多事情，其实是话讲一讲而已，不会真的去做的。
And so hypocrite means that they will only speak about certain things, but they will not do it.
也就是说，看起来很善良，但其实是没有实际的行为的。
Outwardly, they may look good, but they have no direct action.
哦，所以所谓假善，你如果看雅各书第二章啊
，Let's read James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章第十四节。
James chapter 2 verse 14.
十四节这里开始就讲这个人的信心跟行为要配合。
In the beginning of chapter 2, it talks about
十四节，从十四节。
Beginning of the verse 14, it talks about deeds and faith needs to be together.
十五节是说，如果弟兄姐妹当中有人是赤身露体的，缺了日用的饮食，然后我们去跟他说啊，你平平安安去吧，然后什么也没有给他，他说这有什么益处？这个叫做假善。
If a brother or sister is without clothes, and then we just say, go in peace, and do nothing about it, then what good is it?
因为我们可能会表面上很关心他。
So on the surface, we may care for them.
因为是主动对他说，哎，你平平安安去啊，愿主耶稣祝福你。
Because we would proactively say that, may peace with you.
但是什么都没有做啊。
But we didn't do anything.
所以对这个对方就说，哦，这个人很关心我，但其实他什么都没有得到。
And when the person hear what we say but didn't receive anything from us,
所以这个是要空的嘛。
So this is empty.
所以有时候假善就是变，我们没有把这个善行出来的时候，这个就真的是变成空的，没有实质内涵的。
So when we try to act a goodness, is actually out of nothing. It is empty.
你会发现说，一个社会上很多人其实他们就是生活在这种黑暗当中的。
In society, we can see there are a lot of people who live in darkness.
那还有很多嫉妒，所以在私欲当中，二章第一节特别强调假善之后，他就说嫉妒。
And there are also a lot of envies.
你看今天有多少社会上的那些悲剧是因为嫉妒产生的。
And how many tragedies happens in this world due to the enviness?
你看嫉妒可以把一个人杀了嘛？
Because of this enviness, one can kill another.
所以我们要非常小心这个嫉妒的心态。
So we need to be careful about this enviness.
你看最早的嫉妒就是从亚伯跟该隐那个这对兄弟来的。
And the earliest
例子的
，the earliest example that we can find of this enviness is the brothers of Cain and Abel.
你看该隐他嫉妒了他的兄弟亚伯。
And Cain was envious of his brother Abel.
他跟神变脸
，and he was mad at God.
他没办法接受神给他的劝告。
He was not able to receive the
最后
the encouragement from God.
最后就把这个气发在他兄弟的头上。
Therefore, he was mad enough to put this anger to his brother.
最后就把兄弟杀了。
And eventually kill him.
所以我们看到说，一个人如果放纵肆意的结果，很有可能是会做出一些我们本来不想做的事啊。
So when a person indulges their own desires, they may do something that they normally would not do.
该隐一开始也不是想要杀亚伯的，他没有那么坏啊。
Cain initially probably don't want to kill his brother.
但是就是看到神竟然接受了亚伯的祭物，没有接受我的，他就很气了。
But when he saw God accept Abel's gifts and not his, he was envious.
所以你看他这个嫉妒心，最后就把人杀了。
And because of this envy heart, he eventually killed his brother.
所以一个人如果放纵肆意的结果，就是很有可能会真的会得罪神，最后会失落救恩的。
And so when a person indulge on their desires, he eventually will sin against God.
嫉妒会导致杀人。
Envyness would bring people to kill someone.
因为嫉妒会后来会变成仇恨。
Because this envy will then become hatred.
我们要非常小心。
We need to be careful.
那再看二章的第十一节哈。
Let's read chapter two.
等一下，第一节还有一个，他说一切毁谤的话。
And also slander of every kind.
那所谓的毁谤的话，就是讲一些论断人的话，或者是没有的事实啊，那是去故意的要去伤害别人的。
Which means that we try to judge others from the rumors.
那有时候这个毁谤的话是出于我们愤怒，我们心里面很生气，那我们讲出来的话就很伤人，
and、
可能真的就变成毁谤的话了。
And these slanders may be spoken out of our anger, and then it would hurt someone.
有时候对一件事情或对一些人，我们可能就会加油添醋，跟他讲了很多很多，好像他真的很坏啊，这样子。
And for certain things or certain people, we might add a few more things and then talk about them badly.
所以这个活在这个黑暗当中的，就是顺服自己肉体私欲的人，其实真的是无知的，是瞎眼愚昧的。
And those who live in darkness, and they are truly ignorant, and they are spiritually blind.
那在二章第十一节，特别又强调一次啊。
In chapter 2 verse 11, it mentioned one more time.
这里在提到说，弟兄们，你们是客旅，是地居的，我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲。他说，这私欲是以灵魂征战的。
Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers in the world to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul.
所以他这里肉体的私欲跟灵魂征战，就是这是两个不同的国度了。
And the sinful desires and then
跟我们的灵魂呢、啊，我们灵魂的归宿是要进入神的国度里面的。
And our soul, because our soul needs to go into the kingdom of God.
但是肉体的私欲最后导致我们就是灭亡。
But the sinful desires will then eventually bring us to destruction.
所以你看，雅各书才会说，以世俗为友的，就是以神为仇敌。
And that is why in James it says, when we are friends with the world, then we are enemies with God.
哦，所以今天我们是属神的人。
Because today we belong to God.
那我们其实是应该是要跟神亲近的。
Therefore,
做朋友的。
Therefore, we need to be close to God and be friends with God.
但是当我们顺服我们的私欲，想要去跟世俗为友的时候，就是以神为敌。
But when we indulge our desires and make friends with the world, then we have become enemies.
所以这两件事情，这两个国度是分得很清楚的，是要有分别的。
So these two type of kingdom, is distinct.
好，那一个生命如果是在黑暗当中是放纵肉体私欲的，他基本上是不可能算作神的子民。
When a person indulges his own desire, he can not count as in the kingdom of God.
所以第十节说哈，二章十节。
That is why in chapter 2 verse 10 it says,
你们从前算不得子民呢。
Once you were not a people.
那以前是不曾蒙怜悯的了。
Once you had not received mercy.
但是当如果主耶稣救了我们进入神的国度之后，我们就成为他的子民，这个就是一种改变。
But once God has saved us, then we have become the people of God, and this is a change, a transformation.
所以现在主耶稣基督呢，他把这个福音要让我们这黑暗当中的生命改变过来。
And Lord Jesus Christ, through his salvation, that he wants to change our life.
所以我们听到的道理，就是要让我们生命真的越来越成长成熟，然后真的脱离黑暗当中。
And when we hear his words, we truly need to grow and come out of darkness.
我们现在看一章二十三节。
Let's read chapter 1 verse 23.
一章二十三节说，你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and enduring word of God.
这个长存的道，这个就是福音，就是主耶稣的福音。
And this imperishable, which is the word of God.
神的道是存到永远的，这个是这个种子，真道的种子，那个 要放在我们这个温柔的土地上，然后 会产生新的生命来。
This imperishable seed will be planted into our hearts and grow with the word of God.
哦，因着所以因着福音，我们有机会真的被拯救，脱离黑暗。
Because of the word of God, we can be saved and come out of darkness.
那所以这个生命就被重生出来以后，就需要不断的成长。
When this life is reborn, it needs to be keep growing.
所以我们今天在主里面的人，我们其实都被主耶稣的宝血重生起来了。
And for those who are in Lord Jesus, we are all saved by the blood of Christ.
那这个重生的新的生命就像小婴孩一样，二章的第二节说。
And this a new born alive is like a new baby, which is described in verse 2 of chapter 2.
第二节说，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
本来在黑暗当中的生命，现在因着这个福音重生了以后，需要不断的去吸收纯净的灵奶。
And originally, this life was in darkness, and after it's come out into light, it needs to crave for this pure spiritual milk.
哦，他用这个婴孩吃奶会长大这样的一个比喻来说明我们属灵生命的成长过程。
He used this example that baby craving for pure milk and grow as an example for us to understand.
你看那个孩子哦，那个婴孩。吃奶时间到了，他只知道那个奶来了，他好高兴啊，就是等，有时候等不及啊。
We know that when the baby sees milk, and they will get very excited at times.
记得我的孩子他们在小的时候，晚上要喂他们吃奶的时候。
I remember when my kids were young, and when I had
时间到了，他听到那个脚步声，他就好高兴了，脚就一直踢了，
When it's
time, he
knew that there is milk coming, and he will be excited and kicking his feet.
哦，所以这个就是婴孩子，他真的是渴慕奶，他就是因为他很想要吃。
And because the new babies, they really crave for this milk.
那我们现在重生的生命需要有这样的一个属灵的粮食，让我们可以成长，那我们又需要有这样一个爱慕的心情。
And so we need to have this kind of attitude when we have received this salvation.
但这个灵奶其实指的是属灵的粮食，其实就是主耶稣基督的话语。
And this spiritual milk is referring to the message or the word of God.
那就是使徒的教训。
Or it can be the message from the apostles.
就是我们今天圣经里面所告诉我们这个神的话语。
Or it can be the words that is from the Bible.
哦，所以这个粮，神的灵粮，帮助我们生命不断的成长，能够真的变成熟。
So this spiritual bread will help us grow and help us walk.
那些问题是，现在就是说，那我们所吃的这个属灵的粮食要很纯净，要纯的，没有污染的。
And it also emphasize that this spiritual bread needs to be pure.
也就是说，这里面不能够有杂质，不能够有一些有毒的东西啊。
That means it cannot have any filthiness within this bread.
不可以被污染哦 ，pollution 哦。
It cannot be polluted.
或者是里面有一些有毒的东西哦。
Or anything that is poisonous.
今天婴孩，你现在吃的太多的盐巴，他就死掉了。
And if a baby eats too much salt, and he will die.
婴孩，你给他吃不一样的formula哈，他马上拉肚子。
If you give the baby different formulas, then he will have diarrhea.
因为他不适应啊。
Because he's not used to it.
所以你看，这个我们所吃的东西很关键，会关系到我们的生命是不是能够活下去。
The things that we eat is very important because it relates to whether we can survive.
哦，所以我们现在要吸收的这个灵粮一定是纯净的。
So the spiritual bread or spiritual milk that we eat needs to be pure.
这是全备的神的道理。
Which is the complete
message
of God.
不可以 加上一些添加物是人工加上加进去的。
We cannot add any human additions into this bread.
你看我们现在人很注重这个健康饮食嘛。
And I know that many people they emphasize on their diet.
我们很多人现在吃选择有机食品啊。
And a lot of people they choose to get organic.
因为想说比较安全啊。
Because they think that it is safer.
比较没有一些农药或者是一些杀虫剂一些有害的物质啊。
There is no any added ingredients within it.
那所以我们对我们所吃的食物，我们会很小心的去选择。
So for the things that we eat, we always choose carefully.
但是对我们的属灵的粮食，有时候我们就不注意了。
But for the spiritual food, we sometimes are not very careful.
你看，有时候我们在比如说听广播，我们在看电视，在看所谓的基督徒的那个频道啊里面的节目。
Sometimes we may hear radio or look at a commercial or TV.
有时候你在网络上，你在 YouTube 里面都可以听到好多人在讲道理。
Well, look at YouTube, we will see a lot of people talking about the message of God.
但是很多时候这里面都含有一些毒素，是我们可能没办法分辨的。
But many times, there might be some poisons that is contained in the content.
吃久了之后就累积在我们的思想里面了。
And we might not be aware of these poisons, and it will poison our mind.
到最后的时候，我们就会发现我们中毒。
Until the very end, we will realize that we're being poisoned.
那所以在诗篇第十九篇特别在讲说，这个神的话语是要全被洁净的。
And in Book of Psalms chapter 19, it especially emphasized that.The message of God needs to be pure.
现在我们看诗篇十九篇第七节。
Psalms chapter 19 verse 7.
十九篇第七节说：“神的律法全备，能苏醒人心；神的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。”
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple.
八节说：“神的训词正直，能快活人的心；神的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。”
Verse 8, the precepts of the Lord are right, giving a joy to the heart. Commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes.
第九节说，神的道理洁净，存到永远；神的典章真实，全能公义。
Verse 9, the fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous.
你看这里他在讲有关于从神来的，他是很全备的，是正直的，是洁净的，是真实的。
And here it says, the things from the Lord is perfect, are right, radiant, and is pure.
所以这里面神所给我们的这一切，让我们领受之后，真的我们的生命就成长，我们就很健康。
The things that, everything that God is providing to us, is for us to grow.
我们灵性很健康的时候，就是我们的心很清醒，我们很有智慧，我们真的可以很快活，我们吃到神的话语就很高兴很喜乐，然后我们真的是可以成为像神一样的公义圣洁。
When we are spiritually healthy, we will be clear in mind and we will be righteous.
可以有智慧。
And also have wisdom.
我们吃的时候我们会很高兴很喜乐的。
When we eat, we will be happy.
所以当我们看到我们领受了这个神的信息的时候，我们真的领悟了那个道理，我们觉得很高兴。
So when we receive the message of God, we will be very joyful.
我们的弟兄姐妹有时候很可爱啊。
Sometimes our members are very adorable.
查经查查查到最后说，哇，豁然开朗，他们说今天很 happy.
And right in the middle of Bible study, they will feel very joyful.
然后就发现哇，原来眼界大开，说哦，原来神的道理这么样丰富。
And they will suddenly understand that how wonderful the message of God is.
那这个时候是让我们就看到说，哦，神的这个道理很美好，让人觉得很满足。
Then we can see that the message of God is so fulfilling for all.
那就是说，神的这个话语其实圣经里面就是全备的福音呢。
Because we know that this Bible is the complete truth.
所以我们要让我们的生命成长，其实就是要真的要从圣经里面去。直接去领受它。
So for us to be able to spiritually grow is that we need to truly accept this message.
所以我们对神的道理啊，这些圣经的故事啊，直接从圣经里面去看它，不要去从 电影啊，从电视剧啊，从一些网络里面的表演啊，想要说去了解圣经的话语，一定会中毒的。
So in order to understand completely about the story or the message of God, we need to read the Bible not from the outside source such as YouTube or radios.
哦，看着圣经，靠着圣灵的引导，让我们可以真的从这个圣经的神的话语里面去吸取我们的属灵的粮食。
And through the guidance of Holy Spirit, when we read Bible, and have spiritual, have Holy Spirit help us to receive the message of God.
那我们有时候会听到弟兄姐妹的见证。
Sometimes we will hear the testimonies from brothers and sisters.
那我们自己本身又会经历神的这个恩典，一些体验。
And also we experience the experience that we have from the Lord.
这些神的体验就是让我们发现说，哎，神的话语是活泼有生命，是真实可以体验到的。
And we can understand that the message of God is truly alive.
好，所以你看，我们一开始受洗以后，或者我们年纪还轻的时候，我们单纯的信心，有时候我们祷告哈，神就垂听我们，那我们就会觉得说，哦，神跟我们很亲密啊。
When we first get baptized and then have simple faith, and when we pray, we can truly feel that God listened to our prayer.
那这个圣经里面就是像吃奶一样，哇，这个很容易就吸收，然后饿的时候就有，然后好像。这个天父真的很爱这个小 baby 啊，所以他一哭就给他东西吃了。
And the Bible is like a newborn baby that is looking for milk, and when we drink it, and we will suddenly be fulfilled.
就是这个天父很爱我们，他把我们所要的都给了我们了。
Because our Father in heaven loves us so much, and He will immediately give us what we need.
但是慢慢的，我们需要长大起来。
But slowly, we need to grow.
慢慢的长大之后就能够吃干粮，所以从吃奶的婴孩到变成小朋友，然后变成大人。
From newborn baby to a teenager all the way to adult, and then we will be eating spiritual bread.
最后这个生命就成熟了。
And lastly, this life will then be full grown.
现在看希伯来书第五章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 5.
希伯来书第五章的第十二节。
Hebrew chapter 5 verse 12.
这里特别提到说，他说看你们学习的功夫本来该做师父的，谁知道还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶的不能吃干粮的人。
In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truth of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food.
这里就提到说，这个也就是说年纪大了以后还是不没有长大，灵性还是很幼稚，还是只能够吃奶不能够吃干粮，就是不能领悟比较深的道理。
When people are getting old, yet they cannot eat solid food and need milk, that means that their spirituality has not fully grown.
第十三节特别说，凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about.
所以所谓长大哈，不是婴孩，就是能够熟练仁义的道理。长大就是熟练仁义的道理啊。
So to be full grown, that means they are mature enough to teach about righteousness.
是很 skillful 的，是他这个所谓的熟练仁义的道理，就是对神的一些道理，他很清楚、很熟悉的。
Because they are very familiar with the message of God.
第十四节这里说，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达，就能分辨好歹。
Verse 14, but solid food is for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
所以这个长大就是他可以分辨什么是好的，什么是坏的。
So when they are fully grown, they can discern what is good and what is evil.
长大就是心窍习练得很通，很老练。
And when they are mature, that means they
skillful.
They are very skillful.
他们是很精明的啦。
They are very intelligent.
啊，脑筋很清楚的啦。
Their mind is clear.
哦，所以不会被骗的。
So they will not be deceived.
长大的人，他一定有一个表现，生命在 进入光明当中，一定有一个 很明显的改变。
When the person is full grown and he enters into light, he will have a very clear transformation.
你现在，所以我们现在主耶稣基督福音把我们从黑暗当中带进来，要进入他的光明里面。他这个过程就是让我们长大。
And the salvation of Lord Jesus, from getting out of darkness into light, is for us to grow.
神用他的这些道理啊，属灵的粮食，要让我们成长，变成熟。
The message of God, or this spiritual milk, is for us to be able to grow.
那我们在光明当中，它会有个什么表现？我们生命如果是在光明里面，真的是成熟了。会有什么表现？
So when our life is in a light, what kind of action we would take?
我们现在看回来彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn back to First Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2.
第二章看第十一节。第十二节。
Chapter 2 verse 12.
十二节这里说，你们在外邦人当中应当品性端正。叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
Verse 12. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day He visits us.
这里特别强调说，要在这个世界上在这个我们的生活环境当中，是品性端正的人呢。
And we need to live a good lives among the people around us.
就是让我们的好行为成为一个见证。
So that our good deeds can be a good testimony to others.
所以我们今天活在光明当中的生命，一定是可以为主耶稣基督做见证的。
The life in light, it will be able to give testimonies for the Lord.
第九节才说，主耶稣基督他把我们拣选了。他是要叫我们去宣扬他的美德，他就是能够把黑暗当中的生命把它带进光明里面那个关键的救主。
And that's why in verse 9 it says, we are chosen to declare the praise for God.
就是说我们是去宣扬主耶稣基督他这个拯救。
And we are to proclaim the salvation that Lord Jesus is to given to all of us.
所以我们在外邦人当中品性端正有好行为，就在证明主耶稣基督的救恩在我们身上真的是有功效，是很明显，别人可以做一个参考的。
So when we do good deeds in front of others, that means this is a proof that the salvation of God works within our hearts.
所以这个福音真的是可以改变一个人。
And so this salvation can truly transform us.
所以我们今天在社会上，就是像主耶稣所要求我们的，在世界上是当光，是做盐的。
And this is just like Lord Jesus had commanded us to be the light of the world.
这成为我们的一个使命。我们今天要去宣扬福音，就是我们的生命本身就是一个见证。
This becomes our our mission, and that we need to preach the gospel to God, to everyone.
去传福音的时候，不是只是嘴巴讲讲，说你来听哦，你来教会看哦。
When we preach the gospel, we do not just ask them to come and just look at.
因为别人是看到我们的表现。
Because others will see our actions.
如果我们真的是活在一个光明当中的生命。
If our lives truly live under the light,
那其实别人就看到说，哎，这个人跟一般不信耶稣人不一样。
Then others will see that we are different from others.
所以我们在这个社会当中，我们一定是众人所称赞的。
So in society, we will be praised.
这个称赞是因为我们是把道理行出来的。
We are praised because we have act out.
众人把这个荣耀归给主。
And then everybody would glorify things to God.
好，这个就是这个在光明当中的生命。再接下来继续看第十三节。
So this is the life under the light. So let's continue to read verse 13.
你们为主的缘故要顺服人一切的制度或是在上的君王。
Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men.
好，那第十五节说，神的旨意是要叫你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
Verse 15, for it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men.
十六节说，你们虽是自由的，却不可以借着自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人。
16, live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover up for evil. Live as servants of God.
好，第十七节说，务要尊敬众人，亲爱教中的弟兄敬畏神，尊敬君王。
17, show proper respect to everyone, love the brotherhood of believers, fear God, honor the king.
你看这几节圣经在讲这个在光明当中的生命他一定是一个顺服的很善良的老百姓。
And these few verses describe that those who live under the light, they are a good and
这里特别提到说是为主的缘故
And it is for God's sake.
为什么是说特别为主的缘故
Why it especially emphasized it is for God's sake?
因为我们的表现就在证明这个主耶稣的救恩，这个福音到底能够做什么。
Because this is to emphasize that when we receive the salvation of God, what can we do?
就是说我们本身就是一个活生生的见证人。
That means we are a living testimony.
我们就是那种很顺服的人。
And we are obedient.
我们是那种会行善、是有爱心的人。
We are a people with love and also with good deeds.
我们是那种很谨守的，不会滥用自由，不会是只是呼口号，然后去想要争取什么自己的权益的。
We will not try to
不是很自私的啦。
We are not selfish.
不是说我有自由时候我想要这样做就可以这样做。
And not because we have freedom, we can freely do anything we want.
所以他这里特别强调说，不是用自由来遮盖恶毒是实实在在的，很清洁的。
In here it also mentioned that we do not use freedom as a cover up for evil.
我们是主的仆人
We are the servants of God.
我们将这样一个恩典拿来做传福音的用途。
We use this grace to preach the gospel of God.
然后我们都是敬虔度日的就是在他说特别强调说是尊敬众人的，是尊敬君王的，是敬畏神的。
And we are people with love, and we also fear God and honoring the king.
好，所以也是 honor 众人的哈。
And also honor everyone.
所以我们都是一个这个生活、话语、行事各方面都是很有分寸的人。
So all the words that we speak.Are genuine.
这个就是主耶稣基督他的福音所带给我们生命的改变的。
So this is the transformation that the message of God or the
所以我们去
the gospel of God has changed us.
所以我们去宣扬神的美德，不是只是用嘴巴去讲而已。
So we proclaimed the goodness of God, not just using our mouth.
我们其实用我们的生命去呈现在人的世人的眼前。
But we use our life to present in front of others.
那别人看到我们的表现，他就会想说：“我要尝尝主恩的滋味，是不是真的这么美善？”
So when others see our actions, they will also want to taste this gospel of God.
因为我们真的就是神的仆人。
Because we are truly the servant of God.
我们真的是一个有爱心的人，敬畏神的人。
We are truly with love and also fear.
是一个生是一个。光明的子女
，We are children of light.
最后我们真的离开黑暗，进入光明里面呢
？And lastly, since we have we are out of darkness and enter into light.
所以我们来看，最后来看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第九节。
Chapter 5 verse 9.
光明所结的果子就是一切的良善、公义、诚实。
For the fruit of the light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth.
我们行事为人真的就是光明的子女。
All the things that we do, we are the children of light.
第八节说，我们从前可能是暗昧的，在黑暗当中的，但是如今在主里面是光明的了。
Verse 8, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord.
我们现在 凡事都要查验什么是主所喜悦的事情。
Everything that we do, we need to understand what is pleasing to the Lord.
我们真的会结出圣灵的果子来。
Then we will bear a fruits of the Holy Spirit.
成为最美好的见证人。
And become the best true testimony.
那这个就是最后把荣耀归给主。
And then lastly, we will glorify all these to the Lord.
愿我们都能够把这个主耶稣基督这个光明的生命把它活得很精彩。
May all of us can live a wonderful life of light.
再一起来唱诗。
The singing.
181首。
181.